Welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Michael Infante, who is the Chief Executive of the One Media IP Group. And a very warm welcome to you, Michael. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yes, I'm very well, thank you, on this bright and sunny day here at Pinewood Studios.
I'm sure the sun is shining and the birds are singing in the trees, and your financial report has come out for the year, hasn't it? So perhaps you can start by just giving us some of the highlights.
Indeed, yes. We've reported now for year ending October 2022. We're very pleased to report the financial highlights are, you know, up on the previous year. We've had a period of some consolidation as we bring our TCAD operation into operation, fully resourcing the way that the guys over there are working. For those that don't know, we've TCAD is an operation that we invented internally some years ago, and the basis of it was to investigate our own products across all the multiple of digital stores globally. There wasn't any proprietary software to help us enforce our rights, so we had to invent it. What we have found subsequently is that it has an application in use to other record labels, and we've now put a whole team together of developers and a sales team to go out and actually now push that business, and sort of we're riding two sides. So TCAD is still very much in its startup mode, and we're pleased that we've got a fully resourced team, and we're using our cash resources into keeping TCAD going in the short to medium term. This isn't us turning away from our investments into copyrights. That's still a very strong part of what we do, and our results, I think, do demonstrate that we're still able to obtain great value from the acquisitions and, dare I say, the sweating of our assets that we have, our music assets, some 240,000 music tracks that the company deploys across over 400 digital stores globally in 202 territories.
Understood. Well, it is fascinating. So is there something particularly innovative about TCAD that means that you might be able to turn it into a really important part of the business, do you think?
Well, yes. I mean, I think our plan and the way the directors and, you know, in consultation with some of our shareholders, key shareholders, corporate, see that this, albeit a different business to the way that One Media works, is a business that needs effectively to be groomed. And then at some stage, it needs to run its own course. So we're keeping it in-house just for the moment. We believe that the expertise of the current group, One Media Group directors, and the newly appointed directors over at TCAD can resource together and push this as a business. We, you know, long term, we're a music business. Long term, that's our key mission. But in the short term, we want to extract as best value as we can from the TCAD business before we sort of send it on its merry way.
Before it flies the nest, understood. So does your focus on TCAD mean that this year probably you aren't going to be signing any big names, do you think?
I think the big names is probably right, but we carry on as normal in our licensing business. You know, we have made what we say is non-material acquisitions during the year under review, and we continue to do that. You know, we have still deployed in excess of 1.2 million in the year under review on new acquisitions, and we're working obviously on smaller deals, which is what we do as a sort of 9 to 5 in the office. But, you know, this is for this year ending 2023. We'll have more to talk about. We'll have more to say. It really is a watch this space. You know, without emphasizing TCAD too much, it is a very specialist business. Discovering anti-piracy and discovering illegal use of music across multiple stores is something which is very important to everybody in the music industry. Monies are being diverted away from the rightful owners, and we see TCAD as actually being, you know, part of the, I suppose, the arresting party of bringing justice at that point. It's also not just about anti-piracy, it's an audit tool. It's a tool that will help people in when they're making acquisitions themselves, as it's helped us to investigate a lot of what goes on behind the scenes, which isn't obvious from when you make an acquisition. We begin to recognize trends in the rears as to what's happening. Is the music growing? Is it going backwards? Is it going forwards? As you know, we predominantly, while media, invest in legacy content. That's content that is in excess of usually 15, 20 years old, going right back as old as 30 and 40 years. So that's been our core business and continues to be so. There are still huge opportunities. There's a good, healthy pipeline, despite a cooling off I think within the music industry, we've seen less from some of our colleagues in the industry on the acquisition trail in the last 6 to 9 months. Multiples have come down at the high end. They've come down to perhaps levels that one would say are more tolerable for companies investing, specifically as interest rates have risen a little. And, you know, if you're going to leverage or get yourself into debt to buy these things, you've got to be paying less for them. One Media has a blended rate of less than 11.5 when we're making these acquisitions. So we kind of, I think, tick the boxes there on terms of what we're doing on that side of our business.
Well, Michael, it sounds like there's plenty for us to keep an eye on anyway. But until next time, let me wish you the very best of luck with it all. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.